is a local author who has just debuted his first novel, and I have a copy of it right here. It is called Bermuda, and is written by Jeb Bond, who was born and raised here in Eastern North Carolina. And he's obviously a big hockey fan. He's got his black Canes shirt on this morning. Jeb Bond here from Greenville. Good morning, Jeb. How are you?
Good morning, Henry. Good, I appreciate you having me on this morning,
Canes?
Sir. That absolutely is.
I got an email from the Hurricanes yesterday saying, on Friday we wear black, but you got it on Thursday.
That's right. I got to prepare. Got to be ready at all times.
How'd you become a big hockey fan before we get talking about your book?
Honestly,
did you grow up here?
Correct.
Eastern North Carolina boy became a hockey fan. Who knew?
I saw some on ESPN way back when I was younger than I care to think about how many years ago it's been, and it's stuck with me ever since. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a passion that's never left.
Good, good. All right, well, let's talk about your book. What made you, first of all, we'll talk about this new book that you've written called Bermuda. I want to hear about it, and I'm going to read it since you brought me a copy this morning. But tell me what inspired you to write a book.
Well, truth be told, I've always been interested in writing. Going back to when I was a child, I would write, in hindsight, what were probably really, really terrible small books I would give to my mom. But it's something through the years.
Your mom said they were great.
She loved them. She's always been my biggest fan, I have to give her credit for that. I had written and published some short stories, but last year around November I had a little bit of a personal awakening. I was just in a mindset in an area where I was not happy, and I had a dream one night, and I woke up and I thought, wow, you know what, I could take this and I could turn it into something interesting. So I took that idea and built up around it, and the next thing you knew, I had 50 pages, 100 pages, 150 pages. I said, well, you know, it looks like I'm on to something, so I decided to pursue it, jump in head first. Didn't look in the water to make sure there were no stumps, but it's been a learning experience, but it's been nothing I would change. It's been great.
You know, I love reading, and I'm really looking forward to reading your book. I've just recently gotten back into reading a lot because I had eye surgery last year, and before that, I really couldn't read. My eyes were so imbalanced, but I finally got them fixed, and so I can actually read now, and I'm reading like crazy, and I'm reading all sorts of books, and I'm loving reading again. But you know, I was thinking recently about what it would be like to write a book, and I read Grisham's book about the bookstore down, what's it called, Camino Island. I read that when I was on vacation a few weeks ago, and it's about writing books. And about authors and stuff, and it got me thinking, could I write a book? But I don't know that I could. Number one, I don't know that I'd have the patience to sit and write it. Number two, I don't know that I'd be able to be inspired enough to tell any kind of story, particularly with a novel. So how do you come up with it just out of thin air?
Well, and that's a good question, because the reason I had stuck to short stories for so long is I would have ideas, but I'd say, this is really good, but is this something that can be stretched out beyond 30, 40, 50 pages at a time? And with this one, it started with the idea, and then it branched out into different characters throughout, different points of view going into a certain story. And, you know, I told myself, I'm going to do it when I've got the time. I've got a 6-year-old son named Jack who's listening this morning. So good morning, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
But I would make time to write a little bit here and there. And it, you know, I started in November. I finished it up about a month and a half ago, and then have been going through the pitfalls of self-editing, working with a print company, get the copies printed, doing the ebook versions and everything. So it's been a learning experience, but it's been fun.
If you let's talk about what's in the book. Let's talk about the story. Is there part of you in this book, or is it just totally made up fiction? I mean,
by and large, it's completely fiction. I would say there's a character in the book, one of the central characters, whose name is Herman Ingram, and I would say he bears some of my personality traits, being a little cynical at times and a little sarcastic. So that, I definitely drew on that.
You got the snark factor?
I try to. I tried to put some of myself in it to keep it genuine. But, I mean, aside from that, it's just, you know, knowing what needs to be told, who needs to tell it, and then, you know, coming up with the information for those specific characters.
What's it about? Again, the name of the book is Bermuda, if you're just joining us, and the author is Jeb Bohm, B-O-H-N. Jeb, when he came in, I said, Bond, Jebban. So if you never heard that before. He lives here in Greenville. Tell us what the book is about, Bermuda.
Well, sure. It starts off basically with an introduction to a character named George Willman, who is a chemical engineer. He relocated to a pretty clandestine facility where he was working on a project. Through various oversights and issues, he comes to gain some knowledge that there was a parallel research going on, compartmentalized, so something he didn't have foresight about, that kind of paints his project in a really a light where he looks at it and says, "Well, is this something I really want to be a part of? Because this is something that seems nefarious."
Mm-hmm.
So he basically takes copies of the information, sends it out to a handful of people, and goes on the run because there's other things that have transpired where, you know, it's led him to feel that he's not safe there. Then from there, it focuses on some of the different characters bouncing back and forth as they look at the material that he sent out, trying to figure out if he's a kook, if it's legitimate. That's where Herman, the character I previously discussed, comes into play. He's one of the journalists. And there's also a tracker that's hired by this facility. So you don't ever really know his intentions, because early on he seems, you know, pretty like a guy you don't want to meet in a dark alley.
So it's a thriller.
It's a suspense thriller, and it's got a little, like I said, I try to sprinkle a little bit of humor, so nothing that's out of place, but
it's also got, I was just flipping, it's also got some language.
It does have a little bit.
So it's not something you want your 12-year-old to read.
No, not at all with that.
It's an adult novel. Yeah.
Correct.
All right, it's called Bermuda. Now, how do you, when you write your first book and you're just getting started, how do you distribute it? Where can people get it?
Now, with that, the easiest way currently is if you visit my website, which is just www.jebbon.net. It's J-E-B-B-O-H-N.
I was going to say Bon is B-O-H-N. Right?
Correct.
J-E-B-B-O-H-N.
And yes, and that's going to be a .net, not a .com. That's just what I ended up getting assigned with. But through that, if you want to get a paperback copy, like the one that you've got there, you can order directly from me. It'll be signed and delivered straight away to whoever orders it. It's also going to be on sale through Lulu, who is the printing company I use, as well as Barnes & Noble Press. Barnes & Noble is actually working with me on a hardcover version of that as well, which should be ready by tomorrow, which is the official
launch. Is it available in the local Barnes & Noble?
Not yet, but I am working with them to get some in store and to actually
come
set up a
signing
event.
Come on, Barnes & Noble. Got a local guy written a book here. Let's get it in the store.
But I've been working with them, and they've been great so far. They've given me a lot of insight. Yeah. Then likewise, people that prefer digital copies, I have links on my site for the Apple iBooks version, Amazon Kindle, the Barnes & Noble Nook, Google, whatever your preferred device is, or if you prefer a physical copy, I've got ways to get your hands on it.
So
no matter
Google,
what.
If you Google Bermuda by Jebbon, mm-hmm. It'll come up and you'll be able to find it.
It should, actually, if you Google it that way, it should take you directly to either my main homepage or the page on my website dedicated to that book.
But if you want to go read more about the book, maybe order one, go to Jeb's website. It's jebbon.net, JEBBOHN.net, not .com, .net, jebbon.net. All right. Well, thank you for the book. I'm heading to the beach this weekend, so I'm going to. And it looks like I could probably read it in a weekend.
It's one of the things I wanted to. A lot of people get concerned with page count. The feedback I consistently got was to focus on word count, and it's around 90. When you take out the dedication, the copyright stuff, it's about 92,000-93,000 words.
Well, it's 275 pages. That's just right for me.
There you go.
If it gets up into the 400s, I'm like,
Well, I figure being a new author that people aren't familiar with, they're not going to be in a hurry to, here's a 600-page book, let me jump into this.
Yeah, I'll lose interest at 400 pages.
There you go. So I cut that out completely.
All right, thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
I appreciate
Good
that.
Luck. Thank you for the book.
You got it. You're very welcome.
I hope you turn into a New York Times bestseller, and I can say, I remember when I did the first interview with Jebbon.
I'll come back and do another one for you, too. Right. I won't forget it.
Thank you, man. Good to see you.
Thank you, Henry.
Always love it when local folks are doing creative and new things, and I'm really glad that we've got a local author here who's making his debut. Support him and go buy his book and read it, because he's a local guy. All right, 16 in front of 9. We'll be right back.
Snow Tractor and Equipment.